From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for economic sanctions against Turkey, signing a decree today ordering the sanctions to restrict imports of some Turkish products, prohibit extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impacting Turkish company operations in Russia. The decree also calls for an end to charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism companies to stop selling vacation packages that include a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. A prominent Kurdish lawyer and rights activist was shot and killed in a street shootout in Turkey's troubled southeast today. Much of the event captured on camera and broadcast around the world. The pro-Kurdish HDP party calling the killing of Tahir Elci a planned assassination. They urged protests. Within hours, hundreds of people were marching in Istanbul protesting the death. The marchers chanted shoulder to shoulder against fascism, and Tahir Elci is immortal. Police fired tear gas and water to disperse the demonstrators. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said it was unclear whether Elci was caught in crossfire or assassinated. Witnesses said Elci was caught by a single bullet after speaking to the media in Diyarbakir, the largest city in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast, where he was president of the local bar association. The United Nations is condemning in strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in Kidal, North Mali, which killed two UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor, as well as injuring at least 20 others. The UN Security Council called on the government of Mali to conduct a quick but thorough probe into today's attack. This is VOA News.